Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our last of the Zman Shir on the depths of the Nitziv, and we are working on the distribution of spoils of war, and we have a war whereby there's going to be a lot of spoils, and we're going to see that a portion of those spoils are going to be distributed specifically to the Levim. Look at the Psukim, Yomar Hashem, Al Moshe Lemur. Hashem said to Moshe, saying, Sas Roshma Koach Hashvi Ba'adab Veheimo. Basically, start making an accounting of all the stuff that you've got. Natav Elazar Kohen, you and Elazar, Roshe Avos Haida, and the leaders. Bechatzisas Amal Koach, and here's how you're going to split everything up. And at the end of it says, Mimachatzis b'nei Yisrael tikach echad achuz mina chamishim, mina adam, mina bakar, mina chamarim, mina atzon mikol v'hema. So you have this portion that is given of all of the booty. V'nasata osam la'leviim shomrei mishmeres mishkan Hashem. Those who are shomrei, those who guard the mishmeres of Hashem's Mishkan. So the Nitziv is going to dispel your view. You're going to think that this is just a tax. It's a tax because you need to make sure that the system of sanctity is functional. So for the system of sanctity to be functional, we need to pay for all the functional needs of the operators of the sanctity system. He's going to say, no, that's not really what you're pushing for. It's not saying that it's a system of just taking care of them to make sure the system works. It's going to say like this, Kvar nispa'ir la'el. Look at the Nitziv. He says like, very simply, Shehem shomrim mashaya mishkan Hashem mishamer b'Yisrael. They are. Why does it say shomrei mishmeres mishkan Hashem? The word mishkan doesn't really necessarily need to be there. Says that they are guarding that which is in the Mishkan that is a source of Shmira for Yisrael. What's in the Mishkan? What's at the epicenter of the epicenter of the epicenter of the world? The Aron is at the epicenter of the epicenter of the epicenter of the world. Hainu, what is it that's so specifically special about the Levium? Shayu Oskim B'Torah, that they learned. Okay? Kamosha Kasavnu B'Sefer Devarim Mikrachas. So, just like we learned in Devarim. So, if you flip over your sheet, you'll see that the Nitziv has a very extended piece speaking. This is in Parshas Akev, and in Parshas Akev, we have a description of some travel, and it says after Har Sinai Bnei Yisrael Masumi Be'eros Bnei Yakan Mosei Ra, they went to a place called Mosei Ra. Sham Meis Aharon Aharon Dad Vikavir Sham Vichayin Elazar Bno Tachtov. That's where Elazar took the reins. Misham Nasu HaGudgoda. That's where they went to the Gudgoda. Umina Gudgoda Yad Vosa. Then they went to another place. Eretz Nachalei Mayim, a place of rivers. Ba'esahi Yivdil Hashem Es Shevet HaLevi La'seis Es Aron Bris Hashem. At this moment, Kodesh Baruch Hu separated Levi to be the ones that would carry the Aron. La'amod lifnei Hashem, to stand in front of Hashem, la'shar so, la'varech bishmo, to serve Him, to bless His name in His name, ad hayom hazeh, up to today. So what does it mean? It means that the purpose here is for the Levium to be, Biaru Besof Parshas Bo, he explains, he says, Shetzivah Sam Shaloyu Kushim Bifne Atzmam. It's not that they're supposed to be separatists per se. Mishukim Bik Dusha Samachshava, and they should be thinking high thoughts. Ella Yis Asku Biribui Talmidim, that they should be involved in plentifying Talmidim, in multiplying the people who they are going to be teaching Torah to. Lelamdam derech pilpula shel Torah, to teach them the way to learn, to teach them the pilpul of Torah. Reishahem hayu miuchadim lazeh, the Levim are the ones who are specifically supposed to be teaching Torah and giving the tools for teaching Torah. And that's why, and that's why they refer to Aron Bris Hashem, and it goes on. But that's why it says later, when Moshe Rabbeinu writes his Sefer Torah, who does he give it to? It's a big tumult, right? Rashi quotes in Medrash. It's a big tumult. He says, V'yichtov Moshe es haTorah hazos. Moshe writes the Torah. V'yinael haKohanim b'nei Levi. He gives it to the Kohanim. And remember, everybody says, wait a minute, we were at Sinai also. What a, you know, we should also get the Torah. Maybe someday you're going to claim that it's only yours, right? Hare lo akohanim nosim aron shel betzalel ela kavana shmo kosha kasavti. Meaning, we're not talking about those who are simply the characters. Rather, what it is amol Torah shebal peh. These are the people learning the akohanim nichlalu az bichlal bnei Levi. The kohanim here are bnei Levi. There's a famous Rambam quoted by the Netziv earlier that says that anybody who wants to be Noseh Be'ol HaTorah can do it. It's not just Shevet Levi. Kedushas Kuna Messiahs, the Kedushas Amal HaTorah, the sanctity of being a Kohen helps you learn, helps you toil in Torah Shetehe Od B'mayel Yisera. And then he goes on and explains that the term Levi in certain instances, the term Kohen is just going to mean Chacha. So that's the Netziv's general sheet. And we can turn back to the Netziv we're learning here and understand, perhaps appreciate slightly more what he's saying. He says, She be'ezras Hashem nitan alevim koach pilpula shel Torah. The Levim were given the strength of the pilpul shel Torah. They're able to learn, right? And that's what they're there for. Sorry, be'ever yarding nitain. Sorry, be'ever yarding at the Transjordan. That's where they got koch pilpul shel Torah ki de'isav maseches Yevamos. That's what it says, that they were the shotrim elavim lifneichem. So the original officers, as it were levim v'heim amorim. Umadrichim es Yisrael. These were the teachers and the guidance counselors. V'shomrim es Yisrael mikol riv v'chol nega. And really, the I don't want to say enforcers, but the ones who are helping folks get along. Kamo shehaya mishkan Hashem shehaisa bo shchinas Hashem. So they were doing the work of the Mishkan, because the Mishkan was the place to operate Kodesh Baruch Hu's shchina. And they were trying to make peace between people, so there would be Shechina, Bo Shechina Hashem Meshameres the Yisrael, and it will protect the Jewish people. So V'nichteva Parsha Zu Shehaisa L'Shah B'Torah. He says, you know what? This Parsha is, I wouldn't say an exception to the rule, but perhaps a corollary to the rule of the idea that we need Lomdei Torah to assist on a whole variety of different planes. It is not only just an informational exercise where one could simply engage in a Google search, assuming that the data is correct, and make a shidduch between them and their information as to be found on the information superhighway. Lelamdena Ladoros, it's so much more. To teach us from generation to generation, shemisha holech lomachama, somebody who is going out to war, v'nidrash l'tfila, and they need to daven, shelo yikrenu ro v'onish v'sar sakana, that there won't be something bad that happens. This is time of danger. Hare hu tsarech l'misha osik ba'avoda v'tfilasu zaka b'yoser. They need somebody who's involved in the avoda here, hinting perhaps to somebody who's sitting and learning, somebody involved in the Isek HaTorah. And that is going to catapult their zechuyos. You say, help me out. Mishum hachi, siva kodesh baruch hu, litein michelek anshe hatzava l'koin godol. That's why kodesh baruch hu commanded to give a portion of that which the soldiers had gotten to the Kohen Gadol, that's Elazar. If you look toward the end, Shu Mechaper al Bnei Yisrael v'Osek ba'avoda. He is one who brings kapara, so he does avoda proper. Okay, Odzos. He says more. Pirush Hakosuv Shelo Mishum Scharo Umili Tzrachom Nitanla. Says it's very important to dispel the erroneous belief that the gift to the Kohen, or the gift to the Levi, the gift to the Talmud Chacham, is for sustenance. It is a simple thing that we're supposed to give you your food stamps, you're living off the fat of the land, you get your portion, enough to fill your stomach, you can live like a mensch, but no more, and that's it. That's not what it's for. Ella, there's an obligation to give. He uses the word meches, which means a tax to Hashem. And a piece, a great piece of that, needs to be given to the one who serves and stands before Masha Ein Kain, Hayoshvim B'Menucha B'Beisam. So everything that we said up until now was talking about the people going out to war. And the people going out to war need special zechuyos, and we need to tap into those special zechuyos by means of turning to our great leadership. And now what he's going to do is he's going to show us a contrast between the people going out to war and the people who are at home, having a nice, warm dinner, living in the comfort of their home, feeling good about themselves, everything else. Masha'en kena yosh v'venucha v'beisam, people who are comfortable, they're not out of war. Hema yesh lehem l'hafrish me'atov shemagia lehem, chelek l'shomrei Torah v'amaleha. So, just like before, we say we need to tap in to the spiritual electricity of our spiritual aristocracy, as it were, meritocracy, whatever it is. So too, when something good happens to us, that needs to be shared with the Talmidei Chachamim. It says like this. So, you know, if we, you know, he's the Shomrei Shebezechus Talmidei Chachamim Heman Nishmarim Mikolra. Because of the Zechus of the Talmidei Chachamim, that's why we are really being saved from all bad. And somehow through this, they are guiding or shaping the way that the world is unfolding, the way that the story of the world is unfolding. So say, for example, I don't know, I'm a chef of a very successful barbecue restaurant. And Baruch Hashem, I'm very successful, and I have a neighbor two blocks down to the east who is a learner, who's taught me a lot of Torah, and it just happens that there's leftovers of the barbecue on a nightly basis when I come home from work. Would it be reasonable for me to make sure that I would bring some significant barbecue and perhaps some of the delicious corn muffins to support
my... Now you're pushing, learner only eats pastry stuff.
Okay, all right. Anyway. in any event, the idea, what? These hypotheticals, you know, sometimes
you never know.
A good teacher finds examples that come close to home. But the point is,
you cringe.
Okay, all right. So in any event, Gvirtai Vrabotai. Back to the point is that it's extremely critical for us to know that when something good comes to us, it's not always riding on our own shoulders. And if you have a relationship with the Gedolei Ha'ir or something like that, and something wonderful happens to you, it wouldn't be unreasonable to say, I'm going to share this good with them, because really, it could be very well that I'm riding on their shoulders. They might have seen me, you know, something happen and been davening for me or learning in my schus or whatever else it is, right? He says, V'alkein yesh adam l'hafrish chelik mikol tov l'amalei Torah. And that means when every time a good happens to us, we should really put a little bit aside for the Amalei Torah. This is not only in physical things, but this is, you know, if you Baruch Hashem, you have a successful business venture or something like that. It's not that you do Meiser just qua the fact that you have an obligation to give Meiser Ksafim or whatnot, but it's also saying, you know what? If I do good, the good got to do good too, for lack of better grammar. Cornbread Meiser? Okay. Kamo Meiser mitvuas haaretz. It's like Meiser shuhu chol v'nitan l'levim, and it's given to the levim. Mikan lamdu ha de'isa b'tar chuma parshas rei shenagu prom totin u'mafrisha yomim l'hafrish echem asara. There were different professions that would put aside Meiser la'amalei Torah specifically for Amalei Torah. And he says you should look further, where he's going to tell us a little bit more about this idea. It's where on the pasuk v'achatik v'yashan lokecha masir degancha, and it's lamad tilma diras Hashem lokecha kol ayom. And that pasuk says he has a whole piece there that dovetails off of this very same idea. So what did the Netziv teach us? The Netziv taught us that we need the chachamim in the times of greatest distress, and we need the chachamim in the times of greatest success. We are going to need their zechuyos in the times of greatest distress, which is obvious, and we need to make sure that they are taken care of, because they're going to use whatever lines that they have to try their very best to take care of us. And similarly, we are going to use we also need to share with whatever we get, even when it doesn't necessarily seem like there's a straight line connection between us and the chachamim. Whatever they have, we should try to give a little bit to them as well, to make sure, not only as a matter of need, but also as a matter of right and want. So obviously, just to put a capstone on the year, we can't go through all of the concepts that we went through, but I think that one of the concepts that is clearly evident throughout the Netziv is the centrality of Talmud Torah. And the centrality of Talmud Torah in Volozhin was obviously unchallenged and possibly unparalleled. They speak about the mishmaros. They wanted to make sure that people were learning at all times of the day. And, you know, some people have the night shift, some people have a late night shift. And they wanted to make sure that people were learning around the clock. And the Netziv's Hasmada personally was obviously very, very exemplary, to the extent that even other great Talmidei Chachamim would be astounded by the hours that the Netziv kept. And his concept of putting all into your learning, and also the great respect for the Talmidei Chachamim of the Du, obviously plays itself out. So with that, I thank all of you for coming and helping us all together as a chevra, taking one step closer to increasing our Torah knowledge. And Bezras Hashem, we'll have the great zechus to continue.